Sunday's weather couldn't have been any better for the St. Vincent de Paul Roman Catholic Church's annual Peach Festival in Niagara-on-the-Lake. We certainly lucked out, organizer Ted Vanderkay said. It's a perfect, beautiful day with sunshine and no humidity. I think turnout today exceeds last year. The church runs their own festival every year a day after Saturday's larger version on Queen Street, organized by the NOTL Chamber of Commerce. Vanderkay was thankful Sunday didn't see the same interruption by rain that happened the previous day. Vanderkay, co-chairs Terry and Sharon Choles and a group of fellow organizers start planning the event every January. Top of the list is always ensuring that the requisite 110 volunteers are in place and that the equipment, tents and barbecues are lined up for the second Sunday in August. They have it down to a science by now, with very little changing from year to year. For the first time, though, they were set up to accept electronic payments, making things convenient for attendees. There also was one other unavoidable difference for 2023. Unfortunately, food prices have increased this year, Vanderkay told the local. We were afraid of getting some pushback because we had to increase our prices to cover the costs. But that's happening everywhere across the board. Those increased prices didn't seem to stop the 600 take-home peach pies, 100 more than at last year's festival, from selling out. By 1:15 p.m. there were just a couple dozen left for sale, while the lineups at the barbecue and the dessert tables were steady throughout the lunch period. And of course, ripe, juicy Redhaven peaches were being sold by the basket. As always, there was plenty for kids to do, with many of the youngest taking the opportunity to fish in the pond, while others opted to get their face painted for the occasion. For the adults, the ever-popular jewelry table was a hit, as was the annual book sale, with a selection that would rival a big box store. Musician John Libera provided a musical background from the steps of the church. Though the Peach Festival is a fundraiser that helps the church maintain the cemetery and the parish hall around the corner on nearby Davy Street, Vanderkay insisted it's not about the money. It's more about a sense of community coming together, he said. Whether it's parishioners, community members, tourists, that's the primary focus. If we make money doing it, that's fantastic. But that's not our main focus.